Thank you very much. So I'm Junko Yamashita from University of Bristol. This paper is written with my colleague Naoko Soma, who works in Japan, and also supported by the Japanese government funding. It's quite interesting to see your presentation, and I thought that you put the grandchild care and elderly care together. And then this is the topic I'm talking about. How do women simultaneously provide elderly care and child care? And then I think the research on these the groups of women who provide both child care and elderly care, we don't know so much about it. So that's our project. So the double responsibility of care project, we call it. The project aim is to examine the reality of women facing the double responsibilities of care and to identify future risks to women and family and communities and social policy in Japan and other East Asian societies, and to contribute to the development of feminist social policy theories as well. I will talk a bit more about the theoretical contribution, but today my presentation is focused on more findings from the initial analysis of the quantitative and the qualitative data. This is comparative international East Asian comparative project, and then we're working with other scholars in Korea and then Hong Kong and then Taiwan. But today's talk is more about the Japan, because I could provide a bit more contextual and then case studies analysis as well. So key data to share. So Japan, later marriage and late age at first birth, 30 years old, which is still a bit younger than, for example, the other the Scandinavian countries, low birth rate, and the aging society, 25%. And also we need to think about not only the demography, but the policy configuration as well. And what this demography means is the number of double care households has been rapidly increasing and will be increasing, we think. And this is because smaller number of siblings, and then also, of course, that means like only one child in the household who need to take care of both four parents plus taking care of their own children and at when the children are very young. And because of the recent development of the long-term care and then child care, these women are not alone providing care. They are relying on, to some extent, the public provision of care. But we're going to look at how the combination of them. Just looking at the really briefly, the care policy and practice in Japan, the elderly care, the introduction of Long-Term Care Insurance Act 2000, relatively generous coverage, 17.46 of over 65 are eligible to receive public care services, which is now much higher than Britain, for example. Providing comprehensive institutional and home-based service and a stronger state's financial commitment than other East Asian societies, because 50% of the budget comes from the tax, the government budget. Child care, the regulation of child care providers and then the mechanism of quasi market have been promoted since 1990s, resulted in the expansion of private market in Japan. And problem of care deficit, whole-day nursery and short-term nursery has been a serious issue in the urban area, but kindergarten do not meet student quota. So the expansion there, but the not the enough, more deficient child care, more the shortage of child care can be found in Japan. Just to quickly look at, this is the population aged 65 years and then over receiving long-term care in 2011. So the OECD average here, Japan, Luxembourg, Finland here, Germany, France, Hungary, and Korea, another East Asian country here. So Japan is above the average now. So what we are doing, what we need to do, why we want to do the research on double responsibilities of care. So I just briefly highlighted the importance of this topic and the increasing importance of this topic in next, one couple of decades.
particularly. But if you look at the literature on social care, family
social policy, new social risks, or family policy, particularly like sandwich generation, which actually focus on the women with double responsibility of care. But we don't see so much the research done yet. And particularly talking about sandwich generation, their focus, particularly in European countries, are the elderly care and grandchild care, not elderly care and own child care. So the sandwich generation literature looking at women in 50s and 60s rather than 30s and 40s. But if you think about the women started to have a baby much later, that means that the focus of sandwich generation might be need to be different, combination of elderly care and own child care. So there is not much the sufficient the quantitative and qualitative data as well to discuss about this topic. Definition of care. We try to define care in our project, both including caring for, but also caring about, which means including some provision of mental support, the management of care services, which is quite interesting role women have for the recent care, with the recent care policy development. So methodology. We did mix, we conducted a mixed method approach. We did the quantitative approach with the three stages, so the in total around 2,000. I'm not going to go into the detail, but started from the children's center, which means that we can find women with very young children, like 0 to 3. To the last stage was with the after schools and the nurseries. So we can find women with relatively older children and also the working women. But our target was the women with the children under 6 years old. So they might have the 10 years old, 8 years, but the youngest children must be under 6 years old, which is preschool age, which means that the demand of child care is heavier. The qualitative approach, all respondents in the quantitative survey that are currently engaged in or have previously been engaged in double care who agreed to be interviewed, was interviewed. And then we've done 23 cases, and we will have 32 cases by the end of this year. Talking about comparative, so the Japan 2000 cases, we did more focused quantitative survey with same questionnaire in Korea and in Taiwan and Hong Kong, and 20 to 30 samples as well in other East Asian societies. So I will show you the both quantitative and qualitative data from now, but mostly Japan, but I will try to use a bit more comparative data to locate the Japan in the East Asian context. So if you look at this data, it means the nearly the four, so the blue currently experiencing, red have experienced in past, and green is nearly expecting it would happen any moment in the future. And then that means that mostly the 40% of the respondents are to some extent engaged with double responsibility of care, which is really high, which is really much higher than we were expecting. The age of respondents is around 40, and first child is the currently engaged is 7, and they might have second one under the 6 or third one under the 6. Previously engaged, of course, the higher. This shows it's the different type of the employment status. What I want to highlight is between 40% to 60% are in the employment as well. So not only providing elderly care and child care, they also have a job. This is which kind of burden or burden they feel from providing both the elderly and then child care. The highlight is the do not feel burden is really almost minimum, like zero, so that the, most of them feeling some kind of burden, from psychological burden to physical burden. And then quite interestingly, how that they feel burden from they cannot adequately care for their parents, or they cannot adequately care for children. So this sort of prioritization of care and negotiation of care is the issue for the women with double responsibility of care. Locating it in East Asian context, the higher burden you can find in Korea and in Japan. We are writing the comparative paper on this, and it's quite interesting how Hong Kong and then Taiwan are the women feeling a lower burden, which partly explains the domestic workers and the migrant care workers in the household. But not one of, this is Japan again. What we thought striking is they don't have people around to support them. This is partly because childcare service are provided by a childcare policy, elderly care provided by elderly care policy, no overlap. So people don't know what's going on in the household. So even they have some support, they might not have the person who knows the situation really well. The semi-structured interviews, key questions was that these events leading to the interview is care of parents, what they do, which kind of service they use, and how difficult and the positive aspect of double care, and how they prioritize, and how they cope with providing both care. Some case studies example is this YD from Japan in an urban area, cohabitate, full-time housewife and only child, and she has 3 years and a 5 years old son. And double care situation is mother has diabetes and almost blind, wheelchair user. Husband is not around home much to do his occupation. Our week schedule is filled with double care activities. So high burden and stress, really exhausted. And the financial burden is high as well. And her previous job is kindergarten teacher. So she's so dedicated to childcare, but she cannot do what she wants to do for children. And that gives her really stress due to mother's care. And she also struggles to go out with mother on wheelchair and two small children. So she's stuck in the house quite a lot. Living in the same neighborhood, so not cohabitate, but in a 10-minute distance. Full-time housewife, she actually quit her job because of this double care. And one older sister, she lives away. 6-year-old, 2-year-old son. So double care situation is supporting father's everyday life who had a stroke and paralysis in his half body and mild dementia. She visits him every day and helps him to go to daycare center twice a week. Mother is a main carer, but is still working. So her mother is very upset about husband's situation. And she listened to her mother's complaining about the situation too. And she has good relationship with father and then respects him. High burden and stress, wishing if she did not have the second son, her life would be better and could have provided more care for father. Tried to use short-term temporary nursery service but didn't work. Feel sorry for the first son as her involvement with father's care gave him some burden and stress. Cannot talk about caring father with friends, feeling isolated, and wanted to disappear when her first son was reluctant to go to school and required high intensive support, but which she couldn't give, but had to keep taking care of father as well. She says, after sending my older kids off to elementary school by 8:30, I immediately go to my parents' home with my second son and help my father to leave home and go to physical therapy. I can't relax at all. My kids are moving around and my hands are full of stuff I'm caring for my father. If my father were then to fall over or something, I do have to hold him up with my head. That's how I often feel. Another one is the long distance full-time worker. Again, she quitted job for double care, only child. Father is in institution, the mother is at home. So her father has dementia and physical disability after surgery for brain tumor. His care need is assessed as level 5, the heaviest, and lives in medical institution. Her mother has depression and has been suffered from bad health. And her care need is assessed as level 2, mild need. And then she lives in Okinawa, which is 2.5 hours flight from the town her parents live. So she was staying at parents' house with her daughter for planning for 3 months and go back to where her family, or even family based. Parents have not good relationship, so mother does not want father to come home, so she needs to be there for mediating their relationship as well. So these are the case studies, and the basic sort of statistical data I just presented. And what we found is the double responsibility of care doesn't mean one plus one plus maybe plus one work equal three. It seems like more multi-layered the issues appear from double responsibility of care. And explaining what influenced the burden of the stress and then the difficulties of women providing both care is we found age and health of the parents and then parents-in-law, relationship with parents and parents-in-law, relationship with husband and household financial conditions and the utilization of different type of service, particularly in France, their sense of burden. For example, how age and the health status of parents influence the feel of sense of burden. Japanese case is quite interesting because the most severe case often in the long-term care institutions. So the ill health does not necessarily increase the sense of burden women feeling. In Hong Kong, aging parents who are in ill health exhibit a higher level of burden, which we think quite normal, but it's different. Depends on policy configuration and which kind of care services are there. The feel of burden are different. The age and the health status of parents would influence differently. Another example is the relationship with parents and parents-in-law. In Japan, few cases that daughter support mother, who is the main carer for father, express higher burden stress with mediating parents relationship, offering mental support to mother, and actually providing care. And in Hong Kong, interestingly, those with better relationship, parents or parents-in-law, has higher level of burden. So because they want to provide more care, but they cannot do it with a combination of childcare. So the good relationship means higher burden. And Korea case is financial situation matters really a lot because they don't have yet, the older generation have a sufficient pension. So that if the parents don't have enough finance to support themselves, the children financially supporting. So it's not about the relationship, but it's actually the finance matters most in Korean case. Back to Japanese case. So in addition to childcare, housework, work, and daughters, women provide a wide range of support to their parents. How the recent care policy reforms influence this is Japanese long-term care provide a comprehensive the home care institutional care. And so that the actual care service and the support of everyday activities, shopping, laundry, and so on are done by the public care service as well. But top on that, women of course provide to fill the gap, but not provided by public care. And then also communication and checkup, listening to complaints, which are maybe provided by non-profit organization out of public care, but still they could be purchased. What cannot be purchased is the care management and decision making, and also mediating the family relationship and the mental support for children and the elderly together. And that seems like the women more the feeling the burden mostly. So what is the management is the introduction of long-term care insurance has created care activities which generate new type of caring, which is the care management and decision. So these women need to go around the city councils and try to find the best services, to keep contact with care managers, checking how parents are, and then meeting with doctors and so on, because it's family decisions still matters. And mainly with providing elderly care, which are not covered by LTC Act, which are not commodified as care activities. That's women who are struggling to also engaging. So conclusion, So the expansion of elderly and child care services in the last two decades, particularly in Japan, it happens quite quickly. And but because of the demographic change and then the prospective demographic compositions, double responsibility of care will increase and has been increasing. And then that double responsibility of care creates multiple issues from providing both care, because the policy developed in a separately, not together. And we need to consider child care and elderly care as a unit in social policy research and process to understand policy issues and then organize statistical information. And we need social services to deal with child care and elderly care together. So flexible short-time child care or home help services for both children and elderly, not for only children or for elderly, more household service, to have professional coordinator who can overview and support caring relationship and ties, not only child care, but elderly care, but we are talking about relationship and ties here. Theoretical contribution, which we struggling to find where we should go, but we need to examine the configuration of multiple women's roles as mother, wife, employee, which are written in the feminist social policy, but not daughter and then daughters-in-law. And then re-examine feminist social policy in order to incorporate such sort of not only towards parents or towards children, but that such multiple roles of women into social policy analysis. Thank you very much.
Intensity of care of the really people who need the who has the high level of care need.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's not that the most severely the elderly who need the most severely who has the highest care need grade.
Yeah.
Is institutionalized. It's actually more to do with the way we provide service. If the a person is graded as care need 5, then most likely he's bedridden and he doesn't move around. And that sort of parenting, that sort of releases the caregiver from doing other things by just, you know, instead of answering all the demands of the care person. And I have done a number of surveys myself, and that usually has been the case. The burden sort of reverses between 4 and 5. So it's not that the institutional, I mean, of course, the some of them are institutionalized, but in many cases is that the being bedridden is actually a relief for the caregiver in Japan.
Yes, I think that's kind of might be more, can be more difficult for these women when the parents are getting ill, and then, you know, the process of getting more frail and then ill is more difficult to manage with small children rather than, you know, severe case, because that there is a process. People don't get to the severe case suddenly, but the process is the quite difficult part of coping, I think. Thank you. That's a very good question. Thank you very much. I think that what we are doing locally, we're working with a city government in Japan and Korea as well. But what we can do locally is the care manager, in case of Japanese long-term care, who can go into the household. They could see that these women may be struggling, but they cannot report. Because if they are struggling with child care and elderly care, they cannot report the child care part, but they just need to focus on elderly care part, because that's different public service. What we are suggesting to the state government now, that allow these care manager or other social worker who can go into household to network with the service providers and so on. So that's I don't know if we should call care manager anymore, but that kind of person, social workers, can be a key person to network all the services, rather, cross-border, all the walls between the child care and the elderly care. So we're not talking about expansion of the care itself, more like connecting both.
Even though if I may question myself,
yeah.
You desirably go in that direction.
Mm.
So, when there are competing multiple care responsibilities,
yeah.
You try to relieve the carer of one of the two, I would think that would have a much larger impact on his well-being.
Yeah.
Maybe on the care recipient. I mean, I would be very worried about the quality of care these women are able to provide,
yeah.
both to their children and to their parents, despite their best decisions and
yeah.
the best intentions.
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume that when that's your situation every day, you would
yes.
really have to overlook a lot of things.
Yes. I mean, that's true, but also I think you... Thank you for the question, but... You touched on that quite good point. These women have a good intention, try to do both. That's why they have struggle, they have stress. But there are other population in the household, they're not doing at all, they cannot cope with at all. So that's different question. How these women who have to do both, but not doing at all, how we can help these household is...
You're saying some of them might actually choose to do both.
Yes.
Both caregiving.
Yes, because they have they like their parents, they have respect, or they have conflict, but they still have keeping a relationship with parents.
Very interesting.
So some people don't have a relationship with parents. How does it happen? So yes, good thing.
One last question. No. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.